Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about, Seedance 2.0 versus Kling 3.0. Absolutely, I've been hearing a lot about these two, and it sounds like there's quite the debate in the creator space. What's the scoop? So, a lot of people think these AI video generators are just a magic button you can press and boom! There's your fully monetized viral YouTube channel. But trust me, that's totally false. Wait, so you're saying it's not that simple? Exactly. Both. Seedance 2.0 and Kling 3.0 have their strengths and weaknesses, and picking the wrong one could cost you a ton of time and money. That makes sense. Can you break down what these tools actually are? Sure. Seedance 2.0 is like your fast, agile tool for quick social media clips and snappy transitions. It's all about high-energy pacing. On the flip side, Kling 3.0 is more like heavy-duty machinery. It handles cinematic movements and hyper-realistic generations much better. Sounds like they cater to different needs. Is there one you'd recommend over the other for specific types of creators? Definitely. If you're a casual user or a short-form content creator, Seedance 2.0 is probably the way to go because of its speed. But if you're a professional or making more cinematic content, Kling 3.0 is a better fit. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. What about this AI slop problem? I keep hearing about, the AI slop problem is becoming a real issue on YouTube. Viewers are getting tired of weird visuals, like those morphing fingers and robotic voices. YouTube is actively addressing this with updates to their platform. So, choosing the right tool could help creators avoid that? Exactly. YouTube now requires creators to label AI-generated content. Kling 3.0 tends to produce slightly more realistic physics, helping avoid that telltale AI slop. Look, got it. So, there's a lot of pressure to keep the content looking authentic. Right. And here's a pro tip. Always add a slight film grain and color grade to your AI-generated clips in your editing software. It helps hide those weird digital artifacts and makes your footage look way more natural. That's really helpful advice. What about the features in 2026? Are there any trends we should be aware of? Absolutely. Multi-platform distribution is all the rage right now. Creators want to generate content once and post everywhere, which is where Seedance 2.0 shines. It can switch aspect ratios with just a click. Nice. And Kling 3.0 requires more manual prompting for that, huh? Yeah, it does. If you're creating something for platforms like Instagram or TikTok, Seedance 2.0 will save you a lot of time. Interesting. So, speaking of saving time, how do these tools impact click-through rates? Thumbnails are critical for performance. There's a statistic that says face-focused thumbnails generate 38% higher click-through rates compared to those without faces. So how these tools handle human faces is key. Wow, that's a significant difference. Do both tools struggle with that? Yes, both have issues maintaining realistic faces if the subject moves a lot. But for static images, Kling 3.0 usually offers better textures. Seedance sometimes ends up looking a bit too plastic or smoothed out. So if someone really wants to up their thumbnail game, they should pay attention to which tool they use. Absolutely. And for anyone dealing with low click rates, focusing on the human element in thumbnails is critical. Okay, shifting gears a bit. Why should someone use Seedance 2.0 or Kling 3.0 over older platforms? Good question. Creator automation tools are essential for YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Channels using AI workflows can publish way more content than manual creators can. So basically, they have a competitive edge? Exactly. The cost-to-quality ratio is much better with these newer tools. They're more affordable and offer better movement and realism. Jordan, that sounds like a no-brainer, but how do people actually get started with these tools? First off, pick just one tool to avoid overwhelming yourself. If you're scaling content production, it's crucial to master one system at a time. That makes sense. What's next after choosing a tool? Start small. Generate a quick 3-second shot instead of a 10-minute video. Be descriptive with your prompts, and once you're comfortable, start stitching clips together. So it's all about gradual learning, right? Exactly. And don't forget to disclose when you're using generative AI for your scenes. It builds trust with your audience. So just to summarize, Seedance 2.0 is great for speed and social content, while Kling 3.0 excels in cinematic realism, right? Yep, and choosing the right one for your needs is key to avoiding AI slop and maximizing your content's potential. This has been a fantastic discussion, Alex. Thanks for breaking it down for us. No problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.